It's just not how the body works.
The way it's been described to me to do it is to do it with an insulin syringe and to do a tiny amount every 3 days.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah.
So 0.2 mm-hmm. mils. So maybe, you know, 20 to 60 milligrams every few days, every third day or so.
Right.
That much more closely matches the normal pattern of release and avoids these estrogenic crashes. And a lot of problems that are layered onto estrogen are actually problems with prolactin, which is a molecule that's involved in milk letdown in lactating women, but it actually shuts down the sexual desire and aggression. You know, when this is interesting about prolactin. So this happens in brooding birds and it happens in humans. They've done this. A study published in the journal Nature, which is our kind of apex journal, showed that when the husbands of pregnant women, because of something, maybe a pheromone, maybe some odor of the pregnant woman, actually increases the man's prolactin when they're pregnant,